Tyler Reddick here from 2311 Racing. Victory lane? Yeah, it's even better with Chumba by my side. Race to ChumbaCasino.com. Let's Chumba.
No purchase necessary. VGW Group. Void where prohibited by law. TNCs 21 plus. Sponsored by Chumba Casino.
Andy and Anna here from your new favorite podcast, No Such Thing as a Fish.
Yes, we are two of the four hosts of the podcast that stuffs fascinating, amazing, weird, mad facts into your ears on a weekly basis. You got any good facts, Andy?
Yes, how about this one? Anteaters have evolved on 12 separate occasions.
Wow.
Mysterious. Wonderful.
The world really wants them to exist. What about this one? When Ronald Reagan left office, he left a note on the White House lawn for the squirrels, warning them to beware of George Bush's dogs.
So there you go. If you like fascinating facts and much more besides, we are No Such Thing as a Fish.
To Sports Rage Late Night with Gabe Morenci on Sports Grid Radio, Sirius XM Channel 204.
Scumbags! Let's rage!
Sports Rage with Gabe Morenci. Rage all you want.
Let's roll. This is Sports Rage. I am Gabe Morenci. The pimps, the players, the hustlers, the people that bust them, and everybody else in between throwing it down. The Thursday night throwdown has begun, and we've got a full house, literally and figuratively. I don't even know where to start. I guess we'll start straight from the Strip of Las Vegas, Nevada. Teddy Covers, a.k.a. Ted Safransky, will step up and in and kick it with us. We've got our Windy City Sports Report, Julio Rosario, play-by-play voice of the Windy City Bulls and Chicago State. Julio Rosario joins us from the Windy City. Mike Blewett joins us from Long Island. We talk ACC football. We talk NFL football with Mike Blewett, Mizzou, Boston College, Pittsburgh Steelers, Cincinnati Bengals, Brent Beard. First Coast News steps up and joins us. Also a Heisman Trophy voter joins us from Jacksonville, Florida. Jeff Feinberg kicks it with us. Countdown to the Ryder Cup is on. And, of course, Feinberg loves golf, and he also loves the Chargers. So we've got a lot of stuff covered here this evening. Full house on the program. And we're sweating out a WNBA game. Yeah, there was an NFL game this evening. We lost. It is what it is. It's over, right? It's over. We won the college game. We lost the NFL game. And, you know, I'm not into chasing things, all right? I'm not into chasing things, but I saw the WNBA game was going on, and I was a little bit frustrated. And I said, you know, I'm going to jump in on this thing right now. I'm going to jump in on the New York Liberty. I know that they're 12-20, and, ooh, the Phoenix Mercury were the big favorites. I don't even know what the pregame line was. I guarantee you it was higher than 4.5 that I got in-game. All right, so I jumped in on over 157.5, and I took the New York Liberty plus 4.5. I'm seeing 83-82 right now with 0.4 seconds remaining. I think we're on the verge of winning. This has been off the hook, this game. Like, this has been off the hook. Like, basically, Phoenix were up by 3 with 2.7 seconds left, and Laney on the Liberty drilled a 3, and now Phoenix just got it to the free throw line with 0.4 seconds left. It's going to be Hail Mary time right now for the Liberty. And I got to be honest, when Laney hit the 3 for the Liberty, part of me thought, all right, cool, but I could have just won the game, essentially, because no one was around the basket. If she would have missed, the game was over. And I got plus 4.5, so I was a little bit worried about overtime. Yet somehow Phoenix have just scored. It's 83-82, 0.4 seconds remaining. High drama. All right, Sam Darnold. Great performance by Sam Darnold. Of course, there was a lot of talk about Davis Mills this evening. Davis Mills was fine. Would they have been better with Tyrod Taylor? Probably, because Tyrod can run around, and Tyrod's an NFL vet. But Davis Mills played well. And in fact, I think if you're the Houston Texans, you're very happy right now about Davis Mills. That's a big, like, whoa, that was pretty good. Like, yeah, he impressed Troy Aikman, right? So you saw the passes. When you gave Davis Mills time, the kid can throw passes. So I think they've got something there. But, hey, we'll credit Carolina. Good news, bad news for the Panthers. You win the game, you lose McCaffrey again. The Late Night Anger Management Class. This is Sports Rage. I am Gabriel Morenci. The pimps, the players, the hustlers, the people that bust up, and everybody else in between throwing it down on the Thursday night throwdown. Yes, there was an NFL game, but man, we're watching this WNBA playoff action and it's off the hook. Like deadly assassins, all right? Like three ball. And you know, high drama, big time stuff. And we've jumped in. We're just looking to close this out and try to get some of our losses back from the NFL game, although we did crush Marshall. We are Marshall and App State wild game there. And App State took a knee late in the football game, and a lot of people are left left wondering why they took a knee. Why did they take a knee? Because they don't care about the point spread, right? They came back and they won the football game. Speaking of point spreads, the Carolina Panthers covered a point spread in a game that was kind of closer than the final score would indicate, but at the same point in time, I don't know, not really. We finally have an under in a prime time game. It was 6-0 coming into tonight. Shoulda, coulda, woulda, didn't. If McCaffrey doesn't get hurt, the game's going to go over the number. But, like, and Carolina would have destroyed Houston if McCaffrey didn't get hurt, probably. I think that's probably what would have happened. The pace of the game just would have been different. It would have gotten there, but it didn't. Panthers are 3-0. They get the Pokes next. They get the Dallas Cowboys. And, of course, the Cowboys play on Monday Night Football. So we've got a full house here this evening. I don't really understand how that's not a foul and everything else is, as I've just got this WNBA game on. I don't know, man. Seems like every team I bet on gets screwed. You see, like, Sam Darnold, I swear to God, I am so sick and tired of quarterbacks sliding and then people getting penalties for it. Sam Darnold slid right into it, dude, and it gets a penalty, and then somebody drills Davis Mills in the head, and no flag at all. No flag at all. All right, so we do really have a...
Bubba Wallace here from 2311 Racing. You know what's slower than a pace car? Waiting at the car wash. That's when I fire up Chumba Casino. It turns those slow minutes into fast fun. With new games every week, you'll never get bored. Next time you're stuck in the slow lane, speed up with Chumba. Play now at ChumbaCasino.com. Let's Chumba.
Sponsored by Chumba Casino. No purchase necessary. VGW Group. Void where prohibited by law. 21 plus. Terms and conditions apply.
Andy and Anna here from your new favorite podcast, No Such Thing as a Fish.
Yes, we are two of the four hosts of the podcast that stuffs fascinating, amazing, weird, mad facts into your ears on a weekly basis. You got any good facts, Andy?
Yes, how about this one? Anteaters have evolved on 12 separate occasions.
Wow.
Mysterious. Wonderful.
The world really wants them to exist. What about this one? When Ronald Reagan left office, he left a note on the White House lawn for the squirrels, warning them to beware of George Bush's dogs.
So there you go. If you like fascinating facts and much more besides, we are No Such Thing as a Fish.
Full house. So Teddy Cover steps up and in straight from the strip in Las Vegas, Nevada. We got Brett Beard in Jacksonville, Florida. Mike Blewett, Long Island, New York. Our Windy City Sports Report. We're sending it around. We've got Big Card Julio Rosario, play-by-play voice at Windy City Bowl, Chicago State. Jeff Feinberg kicks it. The Late Night Anger Management Class, the Thursday Night Throwdown has begun. This is Sports Rage.
SportsGrid.com. Betting insights and entertainment at your fingertips 24-7 as our team covers the most important topics in sports wagering. Real-time odds, predictive betting models, expert picks, and more. Want the edge? Then get on the grid. SportsGrid.com.
This is the Sports Grid Radio Network. You're listening to Sports Rage Late Night with Gabe Morenci on Sports Grid Radio, Sirius XM Channel 204.
Oh, yeah. The Thursday Night Throwdown, a full house edition of the program. We're kicking it. Thursday night throwdown, Sirius XM Channel 204 Sports Grid Radio Networks. And we have a final, 83-82. I know Teddy Covers was sweating this one out with me. Teddy's like, what league's this? Mercury, Liberty, Liberty University? Well, we're going to talk Liberty. We're going to talk Liberty with the great Teddy Cover, straight from the Strip in Las Vegas, Nevada. Teddy, how you doing, Teddy?
RNC, what's a good word tonight, buddy? How are you holding up?
Okay, Teddy. Okay. I was on the wrong side of the football game. I teased the Texans to the over, and if I would have teased the Texans to the under, I would have won. So I'm a little frustrated about that. But we were on Marshall plus the points. We were on Marshall and App State over the 59.5. That squeezes over the number. And a real late-night D-gen pick, Teddy. And I'm not opposed to betting on the WNBA. So I'm not like, oh, I never do it. But I haven't followed it this year. So I haven't been in the loop at all. But, you know, I jumped in live on the New York Liberty plus 4.5 in game midway through the third quarter. It was real tense stuff. And over 157.5, 83-82. Final score, Phoenix win. We cashed the ticket. And it doesn't matter, Teddy, what league it is. I don't care if it's college, women's, men's, NBA, international basketball. So I had plus 4.5. And there's like 2 seconds left. And they're New York are down by 3. And I'm like, all right, perfect. And they heave a 3 with 2 seconds left, but nobody's under the basket or anything. It wasn't like from half court, but basically it happened so fast that she just took the 3 and nobody was around. So there wouldn't have been a foul. So as she shot, I'm like, this won't be bad if it doesn't go in. And of course it goes in, Teddy. And I'm thinking about overtime. I'm like, God, F me. Does it like I'm going to get screwed over by this? I just did them. I'm like, oh my God, it went in. Somehow, New York fouled Phoenix with like 0.4 seconds left, and Phoenix hit one free throw to win the game. So thanks for bearing with me, Teddy. I'm just happy I just won $300, so I'll take it.
And so you were talking about how it doesn't matter about the sport, and I'm with you, you know. But it also doesn't matter about the amount. It doesn't matter if you're a guy that's betting $10, $20, $5, $2, or if you're betting 10 dimes, 20 dimes, however big bets you want to
make.
You're going to sweat it the same way. You're going to get that same rush when you win. You're going to get that same when you lose. It's not about the amount. It's the act and activity of betting that we love so much, Gabe. And, you know,
and the hate of losing.
You don't hate losing, and I know why, and this is why.
No, I know. I should have not.
Because
I have.
You'll bet anything.
No, but I've been much better recently. I've been more disciplined. I really have been, and I've been killing it because of my discipline. It's funny, over the last couple of nights, I hang around with Cam too much. I'm slipping up.
I'm slipping up.
But let me ask you, Teddy, it is true, and I don't bet like I used to do stupid things, right? I don't really do stupid things. I make stupid bets sometimes, but I don't do stupid amounts. You know what I mean? Like, you'll never catch me like, oh, God, my life is, you know what I mean? And so not like that, but I'm sure we've all been there. Teddy, there's been times where I've had like $5,000 on a game and literally like slept through it, took a nap. Well, what's the score? Like, you'd think I had $10 on it. Like, you know what I mean? And there's other times, bro, where I've had $200 on the game, and I literally want to, like, throw my TV off the balcony. You know what I mean? And I'm like, no. Like, I'm just so, like, as you say, it's all relative. And you know, living in Vegas, there's people that are living and dying ticket by ticket, right? So.
Oh, yeah.
Yeah, like, it's all relative. I'm not one of those snobs. And it's funny, because when I was a kid, Teddy, I remember I was in a sports bar. I was like 18 type thing, and I was sitting with a bunch of like, you know, Italian types and bookie types, all right? Yeah. And I was like, F in Hawaii. It was a Hawaii game, drinking middle of the night type thing. Some guy said, hey, kid, how much you have on the game? I told him, I don't know, $800 or something. I said, and he started laughing at me. And like the boss at the table said, hey, never laugh at someone's bet. It's all relative, jackass. I'll never forget, like the boss guy started yelling at him, telling him, and he said, no, kid, it's all, and it's true. You've seen it firsthand, Teddy, and we've lived that. We've lived that. Tell me, I'm sure you've gotten madder about a smaller bet than a big bet you've lost big money before sometimes.
Well, I mean, I had a bowl seat, you know, back before I was doing this as a professional. In fact, this is what, in terms of like a life change for me, I had a bowl season where I lost every bet and double or nothing the whole way down the stretch. You know, and
the whole way you just kept loading up again and again and again.
And I did it one more time for, and you're going to remember the game. It was Florida, Nebraska. All right. And wow. With Lawrence Phillips as the Nebraska running back. And that guy, I had everything double or nothing down to Florida. And that game was over in the first quarter. Nebraska killed them. It was like 63-14. I didn't even get to sweat it. It was over early. And that was a seminal moment in my life where I said, look, if you're going to bet, you can't bet like a jackass anymore. You know, you got to do this. I spent the first.
Do you get the rush of action? You got to equal it, Teddy. I said the same thing the other day, and it's hard to even, like, tell to yourself. Do you want that rush of dopamine and action by putting those bets in, or would you rather not lose? All right? Like, what's a better rush? That stupid, like, little rush of, I just sprayed the board? Or actually after saying, oh, well, you know what? I had a profitable night because I didn't spray the board, right?
I mean, from that time, I haven't sprayed the board at all. You know, but, you know, when I bet more than I had and double or nothing did on it was over in the first quarter. On two teams, you know, I wasn't a college football expert. You know, I didn't know anything about college football. I thought I did.
We all did. Yeah. Yeah.
You know,
let me ask you too, Teddy.
All year, I'm like, I know who's good. Yeah.
Did you find it was harder too when you're under pressure then? Because now, that's another reason why I think I'm more successful, because I'm not betting my rent money. Like, my life doesn't depend on it. But I'm not going to lie. Like, there were times, dude, like, you know, I would owe bookies tens of thousands of dollars, Teddy, right? My life was like a mess. Like, feeling, right? The constant stress and the every time the phone rings and, oh, God, and, like, lying to the girlfriend in a movie. Why? What's wrong with you? Nothing, honey. Right? Like, you know the drill.
As you're checking your ticker.
Oh, you know, God, I mean, I lived through all that. Call the score phone. Like, I've lived all that. But it's hard. It's, you know, when you... If you bet like that and you're kind of crazy, it's harder to win, though, isn't it, Teddy? Never mind the volume action, but I'm talking about the pressure that you put on yourself and the pressure that you're under because you're doing stupid things.
So I have a friend who's a really sharp handicapper, okay? He's a terrible bettor, all right? He's good. And it doesn't matter what he's playing. He can go to the casino and he'll be playing blackjack. He'll be up however much. He's not going to leave until he's broke. When he goes to the sports book, he's going to bet however much, and he's a good handicapper.
Are you talking about me, Teddy?
He's not going to leave until he has no money left to bet. Those are guys you're like, look, man, you know, you can't, you can lead a horse to water, you can't let him drink. You know, those are guys you say.
He lives for the action.
To you.
He lives for the action.
Sure. And I take responsible gaming seriously because it's, you know, we live out in Vegas, you know, people that got into trouble and then killed themselves.
How to have fun anytime, anywhere. Step one, go to ChumbaCasino.com.
ChumbaCasino.com. Got it.
Step two, collect your welcome bonus.
Come to Papa, welcome bonus.
Step three, play hundreds of casino-style games for free.
That's a lot of games, all for free.
Step four, unleash your excitement.
Woohoo!
Chumba Casino has been delivering thrills for over a decade. So claim your free welcome bonus now and live the Chumba life. Visit ChumbaCasino.com.
No purchase necessary. VGW Group. Void where prohibited by law. 21 plus. Terms and conditions apply.
Andy and Anna here from your new favorite podcast, No Such Thing as a Fish.
Yes, we are two of the four hosts of the podcast that stuffs fascinating, amazing, weird, mad facts into your ears on a weekly basis. You got any good facts, Andy?
Yes, how about this one? Anteaters have evolved on 12 separate occasions.
Wow.
Mysterious. Wonderful.
The world really wants them to exist. What about this one? When Ronald Reagan left office, he left a note on the White House lawn for the squirrels, warning them to beware of George Bush's dogs.
So there you go. If you like fascinating facts and much more besides, we are No Such Thing as a Fish.
You know, I've known two people out here that's happened to. So I take this stuff real serious when it comes to responsible gaming. If you're in one of these spots where you're in, you know, get some help, man. It's not.
Step back.
Yeah.
So it's hard to admit defeat sometimes. Like, right? And just take a step back. And, you know, we're not even going to preach at all. You know, go to Gamblers Anonymous. No, I'm just saying step.
SportsGrid.com. Betting insights and entertainment at your fingertips 24-7 as our team covers the most important topics in sports wagering. Real-time odds, predictive betting models, expert picks, and more. Want the edge? Then get on the grid. SportsGrid.com.
Your old car can really help them. So call the Veterans Car Donation Program right now for free pickup of your vehicle. Help the vets and help your taxes at the same time. Call right now.
800-253-2081. 800-253-2081. 800-253-2081. That's 800-253-2081.
This is Sports Rage. I am Morenci, kicking it. Teddy covers. Man, we can just talk old gambling stories all night, but I want to get into some games. But one thing that I'll note, I think the big difference is now bookies don't exist, really. I'm not saying bookies don't exist, but it's not the same now. You know, there's no reason to really. You could bet everywhere. I think a lot of these kids are too dumb. It's not like they're going to know people like that, right? A lot of these people never leave their house or anything. So, like, it's just, it's a different world. But, you know, there's always credit cards and stuff, right? They can get people into trouble as well. So I think that's the big thing. Don't bet on credit. I remember talking to a guy about that. People bet like 7 times and 8 times more, Teddy, on credit. Like, they'll do things that they wouldn't do. And you brought it up, like, living in Vegas. Living in Vegas conditioned me. I was better in Vegas, Teddy, than I have been online at times, because I was betting. I was betting cold hard cash at the window. Like, yeah. You know, remember when I lived there? The apps would just come in, but I was a cash guy. And it's a lot different when you're at the window. You're betting the money, and you just sort of like you get more. It will smarten you up, actually. Like Vegas smartened me up more so than like degen me out. You know what I mean? Like, it wasn't like, you won't last a week there. No, I actually got smarter there. And I like, and the same thing in New York, Teddy, I like the in-book experience. But, because, you know, I like the cash window stuff, but we live in an online world now, right?
Sure, but the difference between legalized, regulated wagering in, what is it now, 23 states? And the District of Columbia or whatever it is, where, you know.
32 coming, exactly, yeah.
32 coming. Is that you can't, well, there's two big differences today. One, with your bookie, you're betting on credit. So obviously, you're betting cash that you don't necessarily have, which means that if you lose, now all of a sudden, you're in real trouble. As opposed to just losing all the cash. Well, one thing to lose all the cash you have, another thing to go into debt.
Yes, big difference.
Back in the day when the offshores were proliferating, again, you can make your deposits via credit card, easy, bang, 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 and be betting on stuff that, I don't have to worry about this bill until next month, and by then I'll be rich because I've won all these bets. And people get into trouble, you know, everybody got into trouble with that. That's why it was so lucrative for the offshore.
Yeah, the books weren't happy when the credit card company got shut down, the transactions.
Yeah, UIGA was a game changer in that regard. But certainly, you know, and those two factors aren't in play in the legalized, regulated sports betting marketplace, and that's why we were always in favor of that, because it's better for bettors.
Yep.
You know, you can't get into the same kind of trouble, and when you're learning how to bet, you're either going to get into trouble or you're going to learn. And it doesn't matter where you are. You said you're in Vegas. You're going to learn, you know, you're like, oh, a D-Gen special.
Yeah.
If you're going to do this, if you're going to last in this town for literally more than 2 weeks, you know, you're going to learn lessons along the way. The first 6 months I was out here, there were a bunch of lessons I learned the hard way. And we can talk till our faces are blue, okay? The reality is that most people out there, you're going to have to learn from your own mistakes. It's not so easy enough for someone else to tell you, this is what happened to me, you don't do it. That's just the way we're wired, man. You learn from your own mistakes. And And that 6 months in Vegas, I learned a bunch of them, you know.
Yeah. A lot of life lessons I learned on that Strat casino floor at 4 a.m. with the with the sexy dealer room or whatever the hell.
Oh, dude, I got one. I spent all day in the sports book sweating out game after game. And at the end of the day, I eked out a profit and I went to go cash my ticket. You know, where I wanted to make a fortune. I think I played 7 games and I went 4-3 or whatever. Who knows what I did back then. I probably played more than that back then. But I eked out a modest profit over a full day's worth of sweat. And then I'm like, oh, let's just go cash this ticket real quick. And then I maybe lasted about, I don't know, 2 minutes at the craft table. You know, after, you know, I've been to the sportsbook from 9 in the morning till 9 at night. Here's my money. And then it's just gone. I'm like, Dad, you can't do that. You know, you can't do that. That was the one that just made me crazy.
Last thing about Vegas, we're getting into some college football here. Last thing about Vegas, I'd tell people is, it really can get you, like you said, in that 2 minutes, that 1 minute. You can be smart for like 23 hours, Teddy, and 58 yeah. minutes. It is true, yeah. Huh? You can pat yourself on the back. Yeah, your games don't work with me. No. Yet they'll get you. Like, you know what I'm saying? Yeah. Like, I thought it. I was like, God, they got me. Like, I can't, like, you know what I mean?
Yeah.
That's why, like, they're good at it too, right? It's like, ah, you're not gonna get me. You're not gonna get me. I'm like, God, they got me at like 3:52 Friday night a.m. Like, they got me.
And that's always the time of day, you know.
Oh,
you know,
it's never. Yeah. You never get. You're right. You know who screws up at 1 p.m, Teddy? Right? You know what I mean?
Yeah. It's, you know,
nothing good happens after midnight.
Yeah.
All right. So, Middle Tennessee, Charlotte, Wake Forest, Virginia, Liberty, Syracuse, UNLV, and Fresno. This Wake Forest game's intriguing to me. I liked Wake Forest over the win total at 6.5 this year, but it was shaded too much to the over. I didn't end up pulling the trigger. Numbers been coming down in this game. You know, we're not going to hit every game on the board, so I'll just sort of throw, you know, Friday slate at you. Which game intrigues you the most? As I said, the Wake-Virginia game's intriguing to me. It's down to 3.5 right now, total 68.5. Liberty beat Syracuse by 17 last year, and they played them in the Carrier Dome last year. They're laying 6.5, 54.5 right now. And, of course, Jake Haener coming off that legendary performance last week against the Bruins against UNLV. Go fight, win. What do you make of Friday night's board?
So a couple games I'm interested in here. Let's start with the Wake-Virginia game that intrigued you as well. And I don't know if you watched Virginia against North Carolina last week, but that was a defense that flat-out had no chance. You know, and Bronco Mendenhall is a guy who can design defenses as well as anybody. We love Bronco in the big dog role, you know. In the favorites role, not as much. And it's very clear. Defensively, that team doesn't have the horses to compete. That's a real concern against Wake. So I'm looking at the Demon Deacons in that game plus the points. I'm not – Syracuse is better this year than they were last year, all right?
They are, yeah.
And they're better on the defensive side of the ball. And not that the Carrier Dome's a tough place to play. Everyone goes in there and wins. But that being said, you know, I still think that number is a little bit rich for me. I wouldn't be surprised if Syracuse hangs around in that game, and I would expect to be a relatively low-scoring contest. Totals as high as 54 in that one, I'd look under. But the best one of the bunch, I think, and again, this is one that I hate, Gabe. The best one of the bunch is the one that I hate, because you don't make money in college football betting on the very worst teams, and UNLV's at or near the bottom.
But they are 2-1 ATS.
And so help me, this is the mother of all bad spots for Fresno.
For what, are they going to take the pedal off the metal this week after that Saturday night performance?
Dude, they left everything on the field. Did you watch that game to the end?
Yeah, you're damn right. Oh, yeah, I was loving it. I mean, a kid's like picking himself up, broken hip, it looked like. And
a bunch of guys have been banged up, nobody's practicing this week. You know, oh, by the way, they're going to get a road trip to Hawaii next week. You know, just a little look ahead maybe after halftime.
Yeah. So what about the first half, though? Okay, then go on. You're lining up UNLV here.
I think the Rebels will hang. I've seen the Rebels play good first halves. The second half, they get worn down. They played good first half. Was it Arizona State? Was that the Arizona State game?
Yeah, yeah.
Who did they play 2 weeks? They played a great first half in that game. You know, Iowa State, they couldn't compete with it at the line of scrimmage. And a lot of times you play the one Power 5 school tough the 1 week. The next week you don't have a whole lot left in the tank. But, you know, this conference opener for the Rebels. I think they're going to show up. I don't think they lose this game by more than 30. And, again, if they lose by 30, you cash. It's plus 30 and a half.
Teddy, I'm amazed. Teddy, he's like, I love your hesitance. It's the old Mark Lawrence, what do you call it? The clothespin. Plug the nose. The clothespin pick with the Rebels. Look, Fresno played in a similar spot when they beat UConn 45-0, but that was in week one. It's a good point. They are very beat up. They had conference play. They just want to roll on right now. They are a damn good team.
Real quick, because, I mean, for as bad as UNLV is, UConn's worse. UConn's, you know, I mean, UConn was as bad as it gets.
Let me throw this at you.
I watched that game. That was a college team against a high school team, you know.
Let me throw this at you.
Not Bishop Corman either.
Because, Bishop Sycamore. Or Bishop Sycamore. San Jose State, that game was on right after the UCLA game. So, you know, the two late games on Saturday, right? You know, so there was the UCLA-Fresno State game was epic. And then, you know, tune in to San Jose State and Hawaii. I got to throw in the V for our boy Matthias here. He's calling me out. I say Hawaii like a white guy too much, Teddy. He's not impressed. So, I'm going to say, you want to talk about bad scheduling spots. How about the Spartans, Teddy? Playing against the Trojans. Now, you know, then they go to
Tyler Reddick here from 2311 Racing. Another checkered flag for the books. Time to celebrate with Chumba. Jump in at ChumbaCasino.com. Let's Chumba.
No purchase necessary. VGW Group. Void where prohibited by law. CTNCs 21 plus. Sponsored by Chumba Casino.
Andy and Anna here from your new favorite podcast, No Such Thing as a Fish.
Yes, we are two of the four hosts of the podcast that stuffs fascinating, amazing, weird, mad facts into your ears on a weekly basis. You got any good facts, Andy?
Yes, how about this one? Anteaters have evolved on 12 separate occasions.
Wow.
Mysterious. Wonderful.
The world really wants them to exist. What about this one? When Ronald Reagan left office, he left a note on the White House lawn for the squirrels, warning them to beware of George Bush's dogs.
So there you go. If you like fascinating facts and much more besides, we are No Such Thing as a Fish.
Of the islands, now they're going to Kalamazoo, Michigan, and I don't think they're as good as they were last year. That offense is not clicking, Teddy, right? I mean, they played Southern Utah in week one. All right, you know, we'll get Teddy's thoughts on the other side here, but I like the Western Michigan Broncos, and San Jose State are 8-1 to the under in their last 9 games, guys, too. We'll get Teddy's take on that high total of 63.5. Late Night Anger Management class continues.
SportsGrid.com. Betting insights and entertainment at your fingertips 24/7 as our team covers the most important topics in sports wagering. Real-time odds, predictive betting models, expert picks, and more. Want the edge? Then get on the grid. SportsGrid.com.
The Sports Grid Radio Network. You're listening to Sports Rage Late Night with Gabe Morenci on Sports Grid Radio, Sirius XM Channel 204.
Welcome to the 117th dust-up between the snorting swine of Springfield A&M and the Springfield University Nittany Tide. Oh, doctor, break out the hickory switch.
Late Night Anger Management class. This is Sports Rage. I am Gabriel Morenci. Shout out to Big Man on Campus, who I believe is tuning in now. We're throwing it down with Teddy Covers. We really have a full house here tonight. Brent Beard's going to join us from Jacksonville, Florida. He's great, man, with the SEC. He doesn't like getting out of the SEC, but he's great. He's SEC guys, Teddy. I ask him anything about any other game, always goes back to the SEC after. We got a full house about Julio Rosario, Mike Blewett, Jeff Feinberg. We got it all. All right, Teddy, I want to get into it. Time always flies when you're on. We're kicking it with Teddy Covers, Wager Talk in the house. So, Teddy, let me throw the games that I've got circled, all right? I haven't placed the bets yet. I did bet on the Ducks, though. And I like the Ducks. I think the Ducks, this one's going to get away from Arizona. I got Notre Dame. I like Notre Dame plus the points. I'm looking at Texas minus the points. I think they're going to run the ball right down. I don't think Texas Tech will be able to stop Bijan Robinson. I was talking about Western Michigan being in a great spot, guys. They're not the same team as they were this year. And as I mentioned, they're 8-1 to the under in the last 9-2. You got a total of 63.5 there. Western Michigan are actually 4-2 to the under in their last 6 as well. And don't forget, San Jose State lost to Ball State in the bowl game last year. So they've shown, yeah, they can lose to a MAC team. They did. So I got that game circled. I want your take on NC State plus the points against Clemson. Our boy Drew Martin likes Louisville at FSU. That game's intriguing. UCLA, Stanford. So let's start off. Let's go rapid fire, though, just so we won't bring in an entirety rapid fire. Shamrock series, Notre Dame, Wisconsin. Irish getting points. What's your take?
I can only take the Irish. And this is a game where I know a lot of sharp guys that like the Wisconsin side. The early money came on Wisconsin. I don't believe in the Badgers' ability. Look, when you grade out the personnel, Notre Dame's got the better talent, flat out. Okay? Yeah. And every year...
And a better coach.
Every year, Wisconsin's supposed to have the quarter. Oh, this quarterback really is good. You know? And they never are. You know, oh, Mentz is the guy. No, he's not. Yeah, too many points. That's going to be a close game. I would expect a field goal contest. I'd rather have Notre Dame plus.
Paul Chris burns money more than paper more than Snoop Dogg. All right, so I'm taking the Irish in the Sham 9-0 in the Shamrock Series for the record, and it's going to be curious. I know Badger fans travel well and stuff, but it is in Chicago. That's a Notre Dame town. Texas, you know, normally I don't like laying points like this, Teddy, but I do think Texas, I think Texas Tech are going to have a hard time stopping the ground attack here. You look at Texas, and yeah, Arkansas punched them in the mouth. These Texas also handle their business when they played at home against the Raging Cajuns in week one. So listen, Sarkisian's 2-0 at home so far. What's your opinion on this one and my take as far as laying the points with the Horns?
I go the other way. I do not agree with you on this one. I'm a Red Raiders believer this year. And remember, you know, Matt Wells, when you think about the Utah State program, and nobody thinks about the Utah State program unless you pay attention to Mountain West football, but when you think about the trajectory of that program, and Gabe, I know that you pay attention to Mountain West football. I know you do. And you know how good Utah State was for a few years with Matt Wells as the head coach. He's doing it at Texas Tech, man. That team's loaded. Compared to what they were last year, the defense is night and day. We saw it in Houston in the opener, and I don't think Texas runs the ball down their throat. I think they're in a fight for their life in that game. I think the Red Raiders are alive to win.
Teddy covers with us. We should know Texas are 10-2 straight up, at least in the last 12. It is a chunky number. What's your take on my opinion of San Jose State? And not even so much the game, but I think they're kind of being priced like last year's team, and they're not last year's team. And you want to talk about bad scheduling spot, Teddy? Dude, they were playing in the middle of the night. Now they're going to Kalamazoo, Michigan? Come on.
And they're taking money. So the problem here is not that, I'm with you on everything you said about San Jose State. A, they're not as good as they were last year. B, it's a horrible spot. C, that offense isn't working, all right? It's just not clicking. The offensive line isn't good. Starkle hasn't connected with the receivers. The receiving corps is banged up. They graduated a lot of talent. It is a Spartans team that is clearly an under team and clearly not as good as they were a year ago, and the markets may not have noticed as they should have. The problem, look, I cast a big bet on Western Michigan last week, plus the points at Pitt. And if you tell me before the game that Pitt scores 41, I probably don't make the bet. All right. Western scored 44. All right. They played as good an offensive game as they could play, and they beat an ACC.
You worried about
the
letdown spot here?
Look at what happened to Toledo against Colorado State last week. You know, you take Notre Dame to the limit, and you come home, and I worry about that for the Broncos here. I really do. And I haven't bet them as a result. It's a team I believe in. It's a team I like. I agree with you on San Jose State, but this is a spot that concerns me enough that I'm not getting the window. I'd pick them, maybe I would, but I don't points with Western.
I don't love running to the window to bet on unders in today's day and age, but what about that total angle I was talking about? Like, Sparty, they're 8-1 to the under in their last 9. It's a high-ass total here.
Oh, I'm with you 100%. They're a dead-nuts under team. The offense is broke. The defense is fine. And the Broncos are coming off this crazy shootout in which you would think Tim Lester afterwards would be like, hey, maybe we should work on the defense a little bit, because Pickett had a real easy time against the secondary last week.
College football is crazy. Pitt goes and beats Tennessee and instead of Western Michigan. And maybe Michigan are pretty good because they smashed Western Michigan. And they're laying Michigan scoring. They're outscoring their opponents by 35 points a game, averaging 350 yards a game on the ground. Quickly on that one, let's put some respect on Harbaugh's name. I do like Corum and the speed. They do seem to have there's more burst and energy to this team. One thing I like, Teddy, and it was pointed out that all the assistant coaches are 40 or younger. And you can just sort of see the energy on the sidelines. They are a different team. I'm not saying they're ready to knock OSU off yet right now. And I'm not even saying they're ready to lay this big chunky number against Rutgers, but what's your take on this one?
So nothing but positives for the Wolverines, obviously, this year from day one. I like what I'm reading. I like what I'm seeing. They passed every test that you can think of. And at this, you know, you kind of wish the Ohio State game was this week instead of
I know. I like seeing the standings the way they are right now.
Yeah. Look, I mean, we have to, you know, if the Wolverines don't beat the Buckeyes, I don't care if they win every other game. You know, that former rivalry is at that point right now, you know, where it's like, yeah, this used to be a rivalry, but now it's pretty one-sided. And if Michigan can't beat that team, the season's spoiled. That said, boy, so Rutgers offensively, that's a weak football team. All right, don't be fooled by whether they scored 56 on someone in the opener. That was all
the Temple, yeah.
Yeah, and Temple's pretty bad. That's Temple's really bad. But the real Rutgers team was the one that scored 17 at Syracuse. You know, you have a quarterback who struggles to make a 20-yard throw. They have some playmakers, but you have a quarterback that can't get the ball in their hands and an offensive line that can't protect them. I think Rutgers is a little bit outclassed here. Now, again, they took Michigan to double overtime last year, triple overtime.
Whatever. Triple, yeah. Crazy game.
Yeah. But I don't know how Rutgers team total under, full, you know, game under. Harbaugh might run it up, you know.
He has been running it up.
Yeah, he might run it up again.
People have been talking smack about him, right? So now that he's gonna start to give it back a little bit here.
Total under is my bet in that game. That's the bet that makes a ton of sense to me. 14.5, the prevailing number. That you can shop around, you can find better than that. But I don't think the Scarlet Knights get the 2 touchdowns.
Teddy Covers kicking it with us. WagerTalk.com, WagerTalk TV. You can and also Sports Grid. You can get Teddy Saturday mornings, 8 a.m. Get you ready for the college football card and NFL. So we'll squeeze a little NFL in here with you too, Teddy. But what about this Clemson-NC State game? I know you were high on the Wolfpack coming into the year. You know, I was a little disappointed in their performance against Mississippi State on the road, but it is what it is. That doesn't make their season. You know, numbers come down. They were getting double digits. It's under that number now. What do you make of this matchup? And I haven't heard anybody like Clemson. NC State. Everybody loves the Wolfpack.
Yeah. The Mississippi State game to me was
raised flags,
big red flags. You know, I didn't like Leary to begin with, and he made some mistakes, and that team turtled. You know, when a team doesn't face adversity well, and instead you see a 3-and-out and a punt, and then the opposing team is just first down and first down and first down. When you see the guys bickering on the sidelines, when a team turned like why, maybe it wasn't as bad as Washington State did against USC last week, but I worry about NC State's ability to respond to adversity when they step up in class. And for as weak as Clemson, again, the problems with Clemson are real. All right, they're not going anywhere. The offensive line is bad, is dicey, and they graduated so much skill position talent, sent so much skill position down to the NFL. There's just no chemistry right now between Ugalele and his receivers. But that defense is every bit as good as the championship-level defenses they've had. I worry about NC State's ability to move the football, and this one has them making, you know, hey, you want under? Here's your under. you know, first one to do, I don't know if either team gets to 3 touchdowns in this one.
Teddy covers. Teddy, so we talked about Fresno, and you think they're in a flat spot after that win. What about UCLA? And I, you know, I'm kind of mad at myself. I didn't get to pick in. I like Stanford. I know their schedule is so difficult, but I like Stanford over 4.5, their win total. I thought it was late. And here they are right now. What do you make of this game, Teddy? Because I think this one there could be some points in. Like, people generally don't think of Stanford as an offensive type of team, but fact is, listen, the last four in a series have gone over the number. Cards offense, 42 at USC, 48 at Vandy. The Cardinal have owned this series, 11-2 against the number in this series against the Bruins. But obviously, it's a new Bruins team. How do you think the Chip Kelly and Dorian and company bounce back? And what do you make of this game?
I certainly wouldn't talk out of the over. You know, 48-47 yeah. last year. I've watched Stanford play each of the last 2 weeks. You know, I watched them. Actually, I think I've watched all three of their games this year. Because I saw the K-State game, too. And in K-State, Stanford looked like what I thought they were going to look like, which is why I wasn't expecting four and a half wins. You know, they couldn't move the football, and they looked way down. And if you want to talk about a team getting better from week one to week two, you know, the Stanford team that we saw in Manhattan week one and the Stanford team we saw beating up USC and finally getting Clay Helton fired in week two.
USC fans should like their stand. USC boosters should be Cardinal fans now. They did the job, right? They got rid of Helton.
What? Do you want me to go there? Because if you're going to bring a coach back, you don't fire him week two. Sorry. You know, if you don't want Clay Helton, fire him in the offseason. If you want Clay Helton, keep him around till November. And then
especially losing to Stanford. Loss. Yeah, he didn't lose to Howard, right? It's Stanford, right?
It was just silly. That was ridiculous. So I was fascinated to see what they were going to look like against Vandy last week. And it was Stanford from the USC game, not Stanford from the from the Kansas State game. I could only look at the Cardinal plus in this one, and I'm with you 100%. 48-47 last year, no surprise here. Another shootout this time.
Yeah. Get your track shoes on. We're going for a run. Stanford, UCLA. We'll talk NFL. 3 minute warning on the other side. Teddy covers late night anger management class. Bring it.
SportsGrid.com. Betting insights and entertainment at your fingertips 24/7 as our team covers the most important topics in sports wagering. Real-time odds, predictive betting models, expert picks, and more. Want the edge? Then get on the grid. SportsGrid.com.
It is Ryan Seacrest here. There was a recent social media trend which consisted of flying on a plane with no music, no movies, no entertainment. But a better trend would be going to ChumbaCasino.com. It's like having a mini social casino in your pocket. Chumba Casino has over 100 online casino-style games, all absolutely free. It's the most fun you can have online and on a plane. So grab your free welcome bonus now at ChumbaCasino.com. Sponsored by Chumba Casino.
No purchase necessary. VGW Group. Void where prohibited by law. 21 plus. Terms and conditions apply.
Andy and Anna here from your new favorite podcast, No Such Thing as a Fish.
Yes, we are two of the four hosts of the podcast that stuffs fascinating, amazing, weird, mad facts into your ears on a weekly basis. You got any good facts, Andy?
Yes, how about this one? Anteaters have evolved on 12 separate occasions.
Wow.
Mysterious. Wonderful.
The world really wants them to exist. What about this one? When Ronald Reagan left office, he left a note on the White House lawn for the squirrels, warning them to beware of George Bush's dogs.
So there you go. If you like fascinating facts and much more besides, we are No Such Thing as a Fish.
NBA, college basketball, and don't forget college basketball, our 20th Road Rage anniversary. We're gonna be doing live shows and events and hanging out all week in all the cities that we broadcast in over the last 20 years. And, of course, Las Vegas is one of them. I've spent a lot of time in Las Vegas over the years, but not so much recently since the pandemic. So we missed Teddy. So we're coming down, Teddy. Pac-12 tourney week. So, right, you know, the week before March Madness, we'll do a bunch of live shows and stuff. We're going to go to the Pac-12 tournament finals and semifinals, and really looking forward to it. It's been a couple of years since we've had a big event in Vegas. I look forward to it. I think the last time I remember me, Cam, and all that stuff, it was when Michigan beat Houston at the buzzer there. Remember that tournament?
The one, was that the one where Virginia lost in the first round?
Yeah. It was the one when you were yelling a blessing in the hotel room.
That was fun.
Why'd you bet that?
And then it cashed anyway.
Cash. He's holding a ticket in his face. F you, Teddy. F you. Bless it. It's the best. It was a great time. I look forward to seeing you. So what about that big, we got about 2 minutes here. What about that big Rams Bucks game? I think this is the game that Staley's absence exposes them. I think the Rams' defense is top heavy, and I think they can get picked apart by an elite quarterback. And Tom Brady's playing the best football he's ever played in his life right now. I understand the line movement here. What's your take on that one?
So I was thinking about this as I was watching the Bucs last week, right? Where Tampa, they got out of there, whatever. It was 28-7. Yeah, it was 28-7 or 28-10, whatever it was. And then they kind of fell asleep. You know, Brady was laughing on the sideline.
Yeah, rare.
Which you never see. And all of a sudden it's 28-25, and Brady looks up. He's like, oh, they're making it a game. And then it was boom, 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 touchdown.
Yeah, they got Mauer.
Tampa's the best, from a power rating standpoint, the Bucs are the best team in the NFL. They're not a team I have a whole lot of interest in stepping in front of. They're better than L.A. But if you're looking at the season for Tampa, they're going to lose, you know, whatever, 3 or 4 games, and this is one of those games they might lose. And they have
Teddy.
To Foxborough coming up next.
Teddy, get him over at Wager Talk. Get him at 8 a.m. Saturday morning right here. Late Night Anchor Man for Cross Continues.
Tyler Reddick here from 2311 Racing. Another checkered flag for the books. Time to celebrate with Chumba. Jump in at ChumbaCasino.com. Let's Chumba.
No purchase necessary. VGW Group. Void where prohibited by law. CTNCs 21 plus. Sponsored by Chumba Casino.
Andy and Anna here from your new favorite podcast, No Such Thing as a Fish.
Yes, we are two of the four hosts of the podcast that stuffs fascinating, amazing, weird, mad facts into your ears on a weekly basis. You got any good facts, Andy?
Yes, how about this one? Anteaters have evolved on 12 separate occasions.
Wow.
Mysterious. Wonderful.
The world really wants them to exist. What about this one? When Ronald Reagan left office, he left a note on the White House lawn for the squirrels, warning them to beware of George Bush's dogs.
So there you go. If you like fascinating facts and much more besides, we are No Such Thing as a Fish.